Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, glorious day outside, Twins baseball tonight. It's been awful baseball late. There's no other way to say it. They've dropped 10 of 11, 14 to 17. We might talk a little Twins before the show is done. We also have Twins Ticket Tuesday.
Don't forget that.
Should I look right here?
You can do it. July 4th, it'd be a good way to spend the 4th of July on a beautiful day.
Absolutely. The Rays? Do you wish they were still the Devil Rays?
Yes, I do.
Was there a lot of pushback by the religious community? Is that why they ended up changing?
I have no idea.
I don't. No. I think it was better, Devil Rays.
Yeah, give them a little fight to them. We can have New Jersey Devils in hockey. We can have a Devil Ray in baseball.
I really didn't think this was the baseball organization telling us, we're the Devil. Anyway, crazy me.
Be the third caller when you hear the thing. You get to see Twins and Rays 4th of July, 3:10. You see the ball game, still have time to hit a little barbecue, see the fireworks. Yeah. Good day.
That's a great day. And as someone who has a day off tomorrow to play golf.
Yeah, you should enjoy that.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Okay. Then we've got our big event Thursday.
Yeah.
Are you coming?
Yes.
Of course you're coming.
Yeah, I've got my ticket.
I have my ticket, too.
Thank you to the folks that did the bidding in the NMDP auction.
Yes. The weather for that ball game is not great either.
Looks a little sketchy right now, but you know what? We're going to be covered.
I've got another tow appointment that day also with another one of my doctors is torturing me with my toe issues. So maybe I'll just get sudsed up at the ball game, you know, properly. So I'm driving, so also I go, bring on the pain, you know. But, yeah, listeners paid $200 a pop to sit with the two of us right outside the Twins' offices.
The executive balcony.
You might want to just sneak in there and offer up some comments right now. You know?
Come with a list of ideas. Just drop it on Derek's desk.
Derek, I've got some ideas. Falvey was very good yesterday with Jason.
Yes, he was.
He was good. Jason was Jason. It was excellent. It was worth listening to. Podcast, we'd like you to listen to our show more. Yeah, I mean, by far, I mean, our favorite show on the station is what? Which is your favorite?
This one right
here. This one right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll put our show up against those other shows.
It's standard practice. Go ahead and podcast all the other shows. But for every podcast you open of their shows, you need two of the Chad Hartman.
Three.
We've up to three now.
Three.
Okay, very good. Very good.
So, Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple. The other companies probably aren't going to post the show. Be nice.
They should.
Hey.
Help their numbers.
Yeah, be good. Help our numbers, too. So podcasts, again, I mean this sincerely. Dave does a great job. It's an hour. You just want to listen to an hour. You want to listen to a half hour. You listen to one a certain segment. We give you all sorts of options. And on the Instagram, it's still available, posted the nonsense in the, do we call it the commissary? What do we call that area? The luncheonette?
Commissary, yeah.
Commissary, yeah.
Teeny little kitchen area.
Yeah.
Where we really only have a microwave and a coffee machine that works sometimes.
Yeah, I call it the hot chocolate machine. In fact, I might even have some hot chocolate later today. So I'm a little chilly.
You're feeling inspired.
Yes. So we have this sign that says, please, please, please don't leave anything in the sink.
Clean up your dirty dishes, people.
Yeah, just show a little
three
respect.
Pleases. Three.
Three pleases. And do it right away. Just take a look. Go to Chad Hartman Show Instagram. You can see some other pictures I've posted recently. I posted these just before Father's Day, the night before Father's Day. I was thinking about my father, thinking about my kids. So it's I'm with my father at his 90th birthday celebration. 15 years ago, before I knew you, and I look like I'm 22. Now that I met you, I look like I'm 122. Coincidence?
Being kind.
Thank you. Appreciate that. But yesterday I did the video again of the sync thing. I got pictures of kids. I got all sorts of fun stuff. I should post more pictures on the Instagram. I need to do that. And then follow me on the Twitter machine. If you want to hate, follow me. Fine. You want to love, follow me. Like a texter just texted and said, listen, because I said some things about Trump. Variety. I said, calm down on the F word. And I pointed out other people praising him. And again, I pointed out he's a bully and it disgusts me. But I'm not going to fall into the no matter what Donald Trump does, it's awful. I'm not that. It's just like no matter what somebody else does awful, I'm willing to look at it and appraise my own opinion and listen to other smart people I respect. But this person said, hey, I disagree with you a lot on the president, but I appreciate your comments. And I said, hey, thanks for listening. You don't have to like a texter right away said, I hope you take a vacation. I said, why is that? I mean, if you're literally hoping somebody to, well, I had somebody last week say, I hope you get fired. I'm like, really? That's you want somebody to get fired just because you don't agree with them?
That's a little much. Taking a vacation is a much nicer way to say it. Perhaps they just want you to wish you a bon voyage wherever you might be headed for a wonderful little trip.
Oh, I think it was one way bon voyage.
Mm. Well, that's not as kind. Mm-mm. But you can bring the Comrex.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking about, I was just chatting with my friend Jerry, who's the conduit for Palm Desert.
Western White House. Date shakes in play.
If you want to know what Palm Desert is like, for 2 months from the Western White House. Today, it's pretty much like this every day in Palm Desert.
I could take that.
Yeah. Let's get back to the cameras and should I finally move off my issue? These are the speed cameras coming to Minneapolis. They're going to roll them out. And we know, hold on. We know the speed has jumped up all across this country. Since COVID, when we weren't driving, we were driving, only a few of us were driving, maybe none of us were driving. Speed has been an issue before, but it's jumped up. So they're going to roll out 5 locations of speed cameras to enforce the speed limits. They're not looking for other things. This isn't to contraband. This isn't to stop bank robberies. This isn't to send someone out of the country and then do the random spin the wheel and just send them to any country that it comes up on the wheel. That's what our country's doing right now. It's craziness. 5 spots. The locations will be included with public information campaign next month. Okay, my point has been there's still a part of me, and it's dwindling because I know it's an issue. And I know, listen, there's a story in the Tribune today that we've heard from Jacob Fry before. They last year had 560 officers. Now they have 574. But they've also had 133% increase in applicants. And biggest group at their police academy since the mid-90s. So slowly getting a little better, but it is slowly. And so you only have so many officers. There's still a part of me, Dave, that if I'm going to receive a violation, I'm still old school this way where I want the officer to explain it to me. I still think that should be a part of our system, but I also understand that we have speed limit issues and limited officers. So you know what you're supposed to do in radio? Hot take. These speed cameras are the worst ever. This will ruin society. What's happening? 651, 46, or the opposite. These speed cameras are the greatest thing. I'm conflicted on this. I'm willing to say that I get it's a problem, but I think I should be told my violation.
I think you'll be told. when that thing comes in the mail and says, hey, buddy, yeah. you were speeding. I don't think you need a whole lot of explanation about that. Speed limit
I'm not allowed to.
You were clocked at 32.
I just have to accept what big government tells me every time, no matter what. Is that what you're telling me?
100%. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I think that's what you said.
Everything the government says is truthful and right.
Could expand up to 42 locations. Wouldn't they be better off saying we're not going to tell you? Why are they telling us? If the whole thing is to be, we're sneaky.
Well, I think
we're doing the speed cameras because we want to catch you, and you just assume that if there's no officer nearby, I'm not going to get a ticket, but now we got the cameras. I guess they're going with the residual effect of if you know there are more cameras around this area, you're going to slow down versus you're going to get the ticket and you didn't realize the camera was.
I think that's exactly it. I think they can say, look, we're not, you know, this isn't a fundraiser. Wink, wink. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But the point is,
they'll enjoy the cash.
Yeah. We want slower drivers. We want people who are in these, you know, clear trouble areas that we get complaints about. We see people speeding all the time. We want them to know, hey, if you speed here, you're going to get a ticket in the mail, so take care of it before we have to do that.
It's a big part of what they call Vision Zero. That's, I like, another good name. It's not Operation Midnight Hammer.
Not close.
That was the operation in Iran. Great name. You may hate the decision. Great name. The man behind this said 80% of deadly crashes occurred in Minneapolis involve speeding.
Yeah,
I get it. When we talk about 45 people have been killed in Minneapolis the last 3 years and crashes involving clear speeding or running red lights, most of these folks were not speeding or running red lights themselves. They were killed by someone who was driving dangerously. This is a proven tool to save lives, said Ethan Frawley, who's behind it. We don't have enough Ethans. I think Ethan is a very good name.
I think Ethan's coming back.
Okay, the first time the owner of the vehicle will get a warning. So again, doesn't have to be even me driving. And I get most of us aren't just saying, you're on, you know, you're whatever suburb you live in or downtown. Hey, who wants my car? Take my car for a while. That doesn't happen a lot.
Not usually.
But when I was in my teens and early 20s, was I driving different cars with buddies? Yeah. I mean, my father was Mr. Disciplinarian, but I didn't have a vehicle in ASU first few years. So I was trying to figure out a way to get around. Second time, for the owner of the car, $40 citation, or the person can take a free safety class in lieu.
Ooh.
In lieu.
Lieu.
Not Lou Nanny, in lieu of a first citation. Those caught going 20-plus miles over the limit will receive an $80 citation. The violations will not go on the driving record. So, it's as simple as this. I'm offing a little bit here. You're in favor of it before. Are you still in favor of it?
Yes.
Okay. Are you in favor of this? And I'm sorry, I need more than, well, don't break the law. I have great respect for the overwhelming number of law enforcement officers, but I kind of like a preponderance of information before you start going through my house or my car or belongings. Okay. I get it's not a guarantee that I get to drive a car. And it's not a guarantee that I get to violate laws. I still am conflicted on I should be able to have a conversation with the officer about what I did and explain to me. But I also know we don't have enough officers, so I'm talking myself in circles because I'm conflicted on this one. What do you want to say? Calls, texts, smoke signal. Maybe your version of the white smoke for the Pope. The Pope's fine. But maybe you have your own version. Telegram, Morse code, bullhorn, shout out the window. Get around the corner of 7th and 2nd and start waving at us and explain.
Hold up a sign.
Yeah, hold up a sign. That's fine. Probably the text or call might work better. 651-461-9226. The Harrigan Hotline is ready for you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Music theme today, Dave Allen Harrigan, is...
Did you hear how the Adam and Jordana show opened this morning?
I did not.
Adam forgot...
Adam
forgot something very important. He forgot to apply his deodorant.
His character?
No. I don't think he has that to forget, to be honest.
He forgot what?
He forgot to apply his deodorant this morning.
We've established many times he's a very sweaty man, too.
So they were talking about things.
He looked handsome today.
You need to have at work just in case you forget, in case there's an issue. But in honor of Sweaty Adam forgetting his deodorant, songs about smells.
Oh, well, that one. I got that one.
Mm-hmm.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good one.
Of course it is.
It's also a good fit. A lot of the topics are set up on that show for calamities for older people.
Yeah.
Okay. It's. Do you disagree? A lot of the topics on the Adam Jordan are the 77-year-old person and what they need or don't need.
That's why they're so popular.
That's why it works. Play to the bass, baby. What would you like to have here before we get to speaking? Deodorant be good?
I have deodorant at my desk. Yep.
I have nothing.
I have deodorant. I have some Febreze. I've got some...
Febreze? Would you spray that all over yourself?
Every once in a while. A shirt might need it.
God.
Static guard. Very important in the winter months.
Yeah. How about an iron?
No.
No.
I haven't ironed in a decade.
Don't you ever have like a really wrinkly shirt?
No.
Have you seen my
clothing?
I mean, I know, but don't you occasionally dress a little nicer? And
well, I take care of my clothes. I hang them up properly or I fold them properly so that we don't have that issue.
No clothes ever come out of your dryer with a little wrinkle, a part of them.
No, my dryer is tremendous.
Honestly,
it's a tremendous dryer.
Most amazing dryer I've ever heard of in my life. Wow, I'm jealous. Get rid of the speed cameras. Let's all.
I don't wear nice clothes, Chad. I dress like a bum.
You don't dress like a bum. Like today, you're honoring your wife. And why
That's what bums do.
And why she's with you is beyond me. All right, we're talking speed cameras here. Let's get more feedback here. 651-461-9226. You form against him, add some context. All right, Chad, hear me out. The Dems say no to these speed cameras. Can you just stop right there? Well, they're happening in the city of Minneapolis, run by Democrats. There's not a Republican to be found. So we got to stop with that premise. We'll keep going. The Dems say these cameras are wrongly targeting people of color. Mark my words, watch them get placed in all the wrong spots, stirring up trouble. It's bound to be another dilemma. Just you wait. So I guess, and continuing to read on the text, the locations, and maybe some people who are council members of that particular area could potentially say, if I'm going on what this texter's offered up, you're picking on our area, not because of the speed, but the makeup of the people in this area.
Potentially, but I'm sure the city could come back with data saying this is why this particular intersection and that particular intersection have been chosen, because speeds have been shown to be high, there's been traffic accidents, deaths, et cetera.
Yeah. we can have a very fair, fact-driven, and opinionated part of the conversation on officers and targeting people of color. The data in Minneapolis, sadly, tells us that there are a certain percentage of officers in the past who did that. The data is overwhelming. Again, it's a small, small percentage. My overall feeling for law enforcement is thank you every day. But like every single job on the planet, there are people who are incompetent. There are people who were wrong. In this case, I don't buy it. And I get there are too many friends of mine, people of color, who tell me story after story after story, and they're not lying. And again, that doesn't mean every officer. But in this case, it's safety and it's a push for cash. So I don't think that's going to be an issue.
There's also, you basically have two free passes. The first one, you get the warning. The second, you can, take the class instead of paying the $40?
Yeah. You got leeway. That's the comeback to, hey, you want to have somebody talk to you? You got leeway. Texter, who's talking about the cash. These cameras aren't going to get people to slow down. It's a new government revenue stream. It can be both, right? They can't announce that it's a government revenue stream because, again, you just nailed it. The first time, it's nothing. The second time, it's a $40 citation or the safety class. So it takes the third one to get any sort of cash. So if it's just a government revenue stream, they should have put more money in right at the start.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they're in play for 3 years. 3 years from now, do you think we will have enough data that all across Minneapolis, where these cameras are located, there was a discernible difference?
Without question, yes.
Without question, yes.
Yeah.
If not, would you take the speed cameras now?
If they're not making a difference, then I guess I leave them up, put them down. I don't really care, but I'm convinced they will. Every time you see one of those things on the side of the road with, you know, the radar, it's got the speed limit sign and then how fast you're driving, 99% of us see that and immediately hit the brake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think once you know the cameras are there, that if they put signage up saying, hey, speed cameras at this intersection, or just from driving around from a couple of years, knowing, okay, this intersection, that intersection, I've got to be extra careful, absolutely it will curb some speeding issues.
More text, Harrigan Hotline, 651-461-9226. Guess it's time to get out my James Bond changeable license plate.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That'd be a sweet touch. We should get $5 every time we drive under the speed limit, a texter says.
How far under?
I would like to see the red light runners ticketed also. Again, that gets into subjective nature, right? That's a little more gray, right? Tex, you're totally in favor of traffic safety cameras. You want people to speed excessively. I don't. I use these roads, and my kids use these roads. If you're going to go double digits of speed limit, you should get a ticket. You're being selfish and putting other people at risk. When you are excessively driving over the limit, you are potentially putting people in risk. If it's a 35 and you're going 40, technically, you're breaking the law. But no. Come on. And I don't think they're going to do that. Now, there's an officer going by that we can hear the listeners can't. Maybe they're looking for my car downtown.
Probably are.
Trying to track me now. We had them before, and people cried about the tickets. They went away. Well, it didn't hold up legally. How come everybody is focusing on the money and racism? Okay, one texter.
Every single
one
person, Chad.
Texter said that out of a pretty good amount of people listening to us. If everybody just stayed under the speed limit, they wouldn't have to worry about it. Okay, so let's calm down, and everybody is saying that. How about a little traffic and weather?
You want to do that?
Yes. We'll do that in moments. Twins, Mariners tonight, pregame at 6.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, PT is here from the Wolf. The parameters again. Cambria, first floor, lovely,
beautiful,
right? Third floor, not bad, PT, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's where the where a lot of the action takes
brain
place.
Brain wizards are
yeah,
up there.
Yeah.
Salespeople show up. I think they have to be in once a season.
It's about, a couple hours a quarter, I think. They,
that's it.
I joke, I used to get a lot of emails, you know, before like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, like asking me for stuff.
Yeah.
Leo. Not anymore.
No. They're at the beach. You know, they're playing golf. I'm jealous. Fourth floor is kind of a mystery. Fifth floor.
Kind of vacant, I think.
Very
vacant,
yeah. Then fifth floor, occasionally we go up there and we walk this long hallway and we go to that one room. And there's a meeting, and most of the time with pretty shaky food.
Why? It's always a potluck, I feel like. And I always forget things, so I just wander down to the store here and get like a fruit,
chips.
Fruit basket.
What are you? Are you fruit basket.
I'm kind of the chip fruit guy, yeah.
Well, we're on the air. I used to bring in some food. At one point, former producer extraordinaire, Lindsay Gensel.
Yeah.
She needed some, like one of those pans you'd make like a hot dish. Tater tot hot dish.
Mm-hmm. Like just a 9x13 casserole.
Pyrex, you know, something like that. And Lindsay goes, do you have any more? I go, yeah, a couple. So one time I go, will you make me a hot dish rig up there? So she did.
Mr. Hot Dish.
Mr. Hot Dish.
Pretty good.
And again, I hate hot dish. Yeah. So there was the irony of it. So I guess we go there. But our floor, honestly, is a safety hazard. Describe the men's room on this floor.
Well, you can smell the men's room on this floor, you know, way before you actually reach the men's room on
this
floor. That's correct. You know, and I don't want to be, it's no, I mean, that's not my responsibility. That's not my fault, I don't think. It's definitely.
Sounds like,
you know,
might be.
I was going to say, maybe.
You have a gastro issue that,
we got to work on.
Very.
Yes, you know, I don't know.
So now, okay, we have a lot of new equipment, which is very nice.
Very cool. Yeah.
Very, it's helpful.
Keep in mind, we were in the temper. You guys were in our studio.
We were in there. Thank God we're not in there now. Yeah, we're about to get to that.
Right.
Okay.
It used to be a decent studio, decent setup and everything, especially when the good neighbor was in there.
Yeah, when we went there, I wouldn't have minded.
Yeah.
You know, you thought we were all a little too close.
Yeah, a little too tight.
A little too tight. You like the space.
You weren't in that closet that we were in for a while.
That's right. You were in the closet.
The old production studio.
You know, because, I mean, you can't touch Remy.
No,
you cannot touch Remy.
I would say that, though, you know, we're pretty aware of where we are in the totem pole here with 102.9 The Wolf. So we realize that we're getting kind of the scraps, I guess. And that's okay.
We're okay with it. Yeah. So what time did you arrive this morning?
So Thunder gets in, my co-host, Greg Thunder, about 3:45, and I usually get in about 4:15. Yeah. Okay, and this morning.
Well, sounds like he's more dedicated to his craft than you are.
Way more
Dave,
dedicated.
I think we heard that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Sad. I'm very sad.
That's public knowledge all over the place. But I will just tell you this. So yesterday, we had what I would describe as a couple of nuisance flies in our studio.
Okay.
Okay. And it's like.
That happens.
And we're just like, okay, it seems weird because we're on the second floor. We're literally in kind of
a
vault,
we can't open our windows.
Can't open the windows. It's like, how did these flies get in here? You know, it's like, okay, no big deal. This morning, I get a text from Thunder at 3:45. He goes, hey, there are hundreds of flies in here. Can you stop at the store to get a fly swatter and or some bug spray? We're going to need it. Like, we're going to a campfire you know, from a fly side,
right.
We are infested with flies. You know? So, and I'm not even joking.
No.
So I'm looking for a
I'm looking at it right here.
How many fly strips do we have in there right now? I think maybe 8 or 9 fly strips. Each fly strip, I'm pretty confident right now, has dozens, plural, of flies on them.
We may have up to like 150 dead flies on the strips.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that would not be.
That's low.
So, and we had some people. We had a
come in today.
Say, well, no. Thankfully, we don't have
big
a lot
listener
of
it.
That strip in the corner is coated.
It's unbelievable. And so we were thinking to ourselves, okay, like, where did we? Do they come in through the vents? Do we have? Are the the old morning show DJs? Are they in the?
Hi, everybody.
Are they decomposing in the ceiling?
Oh my God! Are you suggesting some legendary figure was? Iced here? Wow. What if that's true?
How about that?
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, we don't know what the ghosts of DJ's past, I think, might be coming. I don't know. But, yeah, we're...
Can we talk a little music right now?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Have you always been with country?
I have personally, yes.
Personally.
I had a stint of about a couple years where I was a salesperson. I was actually one of the people that, hangs on the
sales
beach.
Weasel.
Yeah, sales weasel, yeah. And so I'm one of the only guys that, as I got older, thought that it'd be a better idea to go in on air.
Oh, my God.
I should have talked to you before.
What were you thinking there? Okay, what is the biggest story in country right now, country music?
In country music right now, there's a quote-unquote love triangle between Megan Maroney, Ella Langley, and Riley Green. That is kind of a big story
I've read a little bit about this. Okay,
so Riley Green and Ella Langley had a big song out together, and everybody kind of thought they were a thing, although they always denied it. And then it was kind of rumored that Riley was maybe dating this other country artist, Megan Maroney. Oh.
See, I've got a little bit of this from my Daily Mail reading.
Yeah, it's very Daily Mail.
I like gossip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some gossip. So that's I would say that's one of the bigger stories in like country music right now. Yeah.
Okay. How much are we playing Morgan Wallen at this point?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah. I would say 102.9 The Wolf is very heavily on Morgan Wallen's latest album. Yeah.
Right.
And also country music is as well. Because right now, I would tell you people, if you're a country music fan, you might be listening to Morgan Wallen 50% of the time and everybody else the other 50%.
He's that big, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When he said what he said and he got iced out by everybody.
Yep.
And then the audience just rallied to him.
Yep.
Do we have something comparable to that recently in music where... Listen, big record companies and radio stations were pushing back, and the audience basically said, we don't care. We're going to resuscitate this guy and not even resuscitate this guy. We're going to make him into an enormous star.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not as much from a controversy standpoint, but I think you could argue that the success of some of your, like the Zach Bryans of the world, who are, doing stadium shows with really
nothing
radio support.
And I mean,
it's the people. You know what I mean?
Country's not my wheelhouse, but recently I saw Tyler Childers.
Tyler Childers, same thing.
I saw Sturgill.
Sturgill,
same thing. Yep. And then Zach Bryan, I bet I've seen 4 times.
Probably the 4 big ones of that would be Zach Bryan, Tyler Childers, as you mentioned, Sturgill, and then the other one that gets a lot of play is Cody Jinks.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's a big thing. Now, there's a guy named Zach Top that we had.
Don't know.
He's kind of a resurgence of 90s country, but for like the young kids or whatever. So Zach Top, a lot of the traditionalists would say that he's maybe the savior of like traditional country music.
So how this PT from The Wolf, you can hear him in Thunder. You started 6?
6, yep.
Okay,
6 to 10.
6 to 10, okay. And we were talking about the fly situation.
We'll be in there with a fly swatter from about 4 to 6.
I assume you had to talk about it a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you did, right?
Could you put a bug zapper right next to an open mic?
So put
this
way.
Can hear everyone.
We're thinking about having like a flyaway now. There's all sorts of
fun. Oh, yeah.
We're going to do a flyaway.
Well, you're going to be with our big promotions team back then.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Is there still space on The Wolf for traditional old school country? Because I was not aware of Tyler Childers. I went there because a couple friends said, I know you love Sturgill. You're going to love I thought he was phenomenal.
He Tyler Childers was unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Yes. He was great. So what would get Tyler Childress and Sturgill back in the mix?
I mean, first of all, I would say they have no real need to be back in the mix because they're having such success without, quote-unquote, radio.
Their persona is magnified.
And absolutely. Okay. And I think they actually probably get good – they get street cred because they don't follow the man or follow the Nashville, you know, machine or whatever.
Right.
So I think that would be an answer to answer that question. You know, our branding of Everything Country does allow us to throw in – you know, favorites from the night. I mean, the Alabamas and the Garth Brooks or whatever. So you sprinkle that in along with the Morgan Wallens or whatever. But I do think that the modern traditional, or excuse me, the modern country music fan is looking for, you know, that traditional sound just as much as they are maybe more of the new sound. And that's why some of the Lainey Wilson tracks, very traditional sounding. Again,
aware.
Zach Toppy mentioned. So there is place for them. But I think when it comes to some of those guys and even gals that you talk about, if they're kind of having success without radio, they're almost okay with it, Chad, to be honest. You know what I mean?
I appreciate coming over and keep the malaria on that side of the building. Dave, are you with me?
You guys don't want it? Do you guys, are you up to date on all your shots, a typhoid, whatever else?
This is not an RFK Jr. show. We, crazy concept, we believe in doctors and science and vaccines.
Well, you're going to need them for all the things that those flies are carrying over at the Wolf.
Thanks, PT.
I appreciate you.
52 past one, Dean Phillips and Jamie Ukas next on CCO Next Hour. Here's the last item. We'll get to CBS and Ari that, you know, you're at the airport. Your phone needs some juice, right?
Yeah.
You brought your outlet, your charge, excuse me, which you need the outlet. So you plug your phone in.
Simple procedure.
Yeah. Bet, 90% of us have done this, 95. Now they're saying we can't do this because malware is going to be littered on our phone at the airport.
We've infected the outlets.
Honestly. Joe Freeberg on this show years ago, when he said privacy, pretty much done. He's right. I mean, we're getting random calls, people going through our stuff. You just try to charge your phone in an airport, and you're getting inundated with crap. Good luck to all of us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.